And for their part, they told the 11 and the others what had happened to them on the gate, and who they'd kent him when he brak the leaf. E'en as they were speaking, there he caithed, stunned in their midst. They got a fearsome gluff, delusion of their fact that they were seeing a ghaist, but he said to them, "What fur are ye say pitting aboot? What gars misdoots rise up in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet, and see it it is in mysel. Fin me. Look at me, I say. A ghaist has na flesh and bones, as ye see I hae." One for very blitheness they couldna lup in their leaving een, but were eyeing fairlies out at all, he said to them, "He only mate in the hoose." And they gave him a piece of branded fish, whilk he took, and eat it afore their een. Syne he said to them, "This is the fulfilment of what I talked ye when I was wi' ye. At all thing, scriven anent me in the law, Moses, and the prophets, and the psalms, mun come true." Then he opened their minds to the understanding of the scriptures. "This is what is written in scripture," quo he. "The Christ mun dree death and rise frae the dead the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins mun be preached till all the folks of the earth frae Jerusalem outwith. Ye are witnesses of all this. And tent ye thus, I am sending upon ye the gift that my father promised. Bide ye here then in Jerusalem till ye are cleaded with poor freon he." Syne he led them out the length of Bethany, and there lifted up his horns and blessed them. And e'en as he blessed them, he sinned frae them, and was carried up until heaven. Then, fu' blithe at heart, they gaed back to Jerusalem, where they weared their hale time i' the temple, blessing God.